I'm gonna go to my grave, not
Gonna
ever
make you
saying
doing
that
it. Yeah,
word.
no.
No, it's not happening. Chocolate, starfish.
Welcome everybody to Multitap Podcast. This is episode 16 in the year of our Lord, Psalm something.
16.
It's not 2016 yet. Anyway.
1616.
1616. Happy Friday, y'all, or whatever day it is you're listening.
Or whatever gets posted.
We have a hell of an episode for you. Because
it's not Friday for us either.
Look, man.
Smoke him near, fella.
Sounds smooth as fuck if we don't interrupt it.
Sorry, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
What if some guy's listening on Friday? He's like, "Be Friday, thank you."
Yeah, not anymore.
That's a quick turnaround. Yeah. They got this right out.
That's like when I ham-fisted Segu-us, and you're like, "Damn it, no."
Yeah, like it was a clean Segu until you declare it a Segu.
You back up. Go to the proper checkpoint.
Still a Segu.
Still
just
not as clean
a good
now,
one
now
anymore.
It's,
yeah, now it's a bad Segu. Anyways, welcome. It's episode 16, and I nearly forgot to introduce any of us. I am Mistress Piper.
Milady.
I am a Capricorios. We're gonna have an episode later on in which we want to get into some shit, but I'm gonna tease us right now. The tickle will be SNES or Sega Genesis.
Didn't we do
See,
that before?
I don't think the little question.
I think we did.
No, we did.
This totally. Is the opening question?
I don't remember which
I thought
one
the opening question was 16-bit console of choice.
Which is 16-bit console of choice?
Yeah.
Is that the opening question?
That's what it says right here.
Somebody wrote that shit in.
Was it you?
No.
No, I wrote that in, but that's... We were... Because you said go ahead and update the show rule, and I updated the show rule.
This is as clear-cut as the other question for me. Mine is an SNES still.
It's pretty
but
much
you're neglecting
the same
the
question
TurboGrafx
to me.
16.
And the Neo Geo. Yeah.
I wouldn't say I'm neglecting it. I still enjoy the SNES more than either of those. I do love me a Neo Geo.
Let's start off with saying that this what this episode's theme is going to be.
This episode's theme, since it's 16, is going to be all 16-bit content.
That's what it would be.
16-bit shit.
I thought it was about space.
It could be about space. What do you want to talk about?
Most of the space.
What's your name?
My name's Aaron.
Little boy.
I come from space.
You come from space.
I don't.
We all come from
well,
space.
Well, you're all in space we're right now, so yeah. I guess I'll retract my retraction.
We're all stars.
It's not.
In the Dope Show.
Dang it. That takes a different turn.
Yes. So, what's your title?
I have a title?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It has to do with bones.
Oh.
You're Skeleton Aaron!
Okay, I'm Skeleton Aaron.
You can change it if you like, but you named yourself.
Did I?
Yeah.
I'm
Skeleton
tired.
Master, because you like skeletons.
I
favorite,
do like skeletons
They're
a
your favorite
lot.
Enemy in RPGs.
Mm-hmm.
We should do that one day. What's your favorite enemy in RPGs?
Skeletons.
Skeletons.
Just always skeletons. Just keep feeding them to me.
Ready.
Yeah.
What's your favorite, like, endoskeletal...
She likes fighting princesses. You like fighting the one hobo from that one game. I like fighting dominatrices if I can find them.
If you can find them?
Yeah.
When you can get them?
They're in precious few games.
Aaron.
Hmm.
Favorite 16-bit console?
Go. I played so much Sega, I can't not say Sega.
Sega what?
Genesis.
Why? Okay.
Because I had one.
What did you play on it?
I played Sonic the Hedgehog, and I played the shit out of Sonic the Hedgehog. I played Road Rash.
Did you play Vector Man?
Play the fuck out of Vector Man.
Did you play the fuck out of Booger Man?
No.
Oh, man.
Comic Zone.
Comic Zone. Good. I swear I beat that game. I know I've been to the boss.
Sounds like you're trying to convince yourself.
Right. Nah. Once you get past that fucking rope with the birds, you're in the clear.
Content that should be saved for the next segment.
Sure.
Let's keep going around the table.
Round the horn.
I'm Princess_Irene at twitter.com.
I like how you have an underscore and an at Twitter handle. Yes. None of us do, just title and name.
Nope.
We have you, not institutionalized, what is that? We have you trained almost. You're just like, princess underscore Irene at twitter.com.
Yep.
Has anybody searched you? Have you gotten like a million followers since then?
Or? Batman followed me.
Oh, shit.
Batman.
It's like, you're not the real Batman.
That's probably, how do you know?
That's how he gets
because he only had like 4,000 followers.
He wouldn't call himself
Bruce
Wayne.
He is elusive.
He's a ninja.
Yeah.
He just adds people, you know, like, randomly. Like,
yeah.
I mean, you're
anyways, cool. I think Batman only followed you because of this show. You're popular
possibly.
Because of it.
Miss Princess Irene. Princess underscore Irene. 16-bit console of choice.
Super Nintendo.
Why?
Pop.
Because it has Chrono Trigger.
That's fair reason.
Yes, and other great games. But
also a tickle for later on.
Yes. What if they ported Chrono Trigger to the Sega?
Don't care.
Imagine the music.
Don't care.
It would sound farty.
Yeah.
It would sound farty. That's the quote of the day, too. I might just pull that and put it at the top of the show, and then...
We'll talk about the music coming up.
We'll see you, Chris.
I'm Chris.
Yes.
What's your title?
That's true.
My title's Hobo, but it stuck with me because it was the first word that came to my head when we were recording at Irene's house this one time.
Right.
That's cool.
Hobos do you like right. Hobo? Do you embrace it?
I'll take it.
I was wondering where Hobo Chris came from, actually, because I was not there for that.
Sticking bindle and...
You have a lot of stuff for a hobo.
It was self... You do. It was actually self-ascribed, was it not? You said Hobo Chris.
It was job class I think we were looking for.
First, you were Mistress Chris, were you not? And I stole that.
I don't think I was Mistress.
No, I was
ever.
Oh, you were Mistress, and then you were Princess already. I'm like, fuck you, I get Mistress.
Yeah, and you stole it.
So sorry.
Chris is like, I'll be a hobo.
With the Simpsons bindle.
Yeah.
Favorite 16-bit console?
Tough choice.
Hobo Chris.
I'm going to go Super Nintendo.
I thought you would have gone Neo Geo.
Well, Neo Geo's hard. It's hard. The only reason Super Nintendo wins is because Neo Geo doesn't have the library that the Super Nintendo has.
That's
what does, really.
It's like the early I love the Neo Geo, but it's the library that... I've played the shit out of so many SNES games.
I love the Neo Geo.
And I actually love a lot of SNES games more than I love any Neo Geo game.
I think the Super Nintendo might be the best system ever made.
Period.
But we're going to go into that in a little bit.
Sure.
We might talk about that.
We're going to talk about lots of things this episode, being the 16-bit themed one that it is.
Truth.
We don't have reader mail this week, but we would like to give a shout out to Ben from Australia. He gave us a pretty lengthy email that we're going to dissect and go through and respond accordingly, but time constraints and the massive content of Ben's email. He literally wrote us.
Thought that was going somewhere else.
How many paragraphs? Like, he wrote us a book of an email, which is great and appreciated. We're going to go through
a doctorate, three volumes,
respond appropriately.
Encyclopedia Britannica.
Today is not that day, but we appreciate the write-in.
Three-act.
We'll make
next
a special response
gadget.
To Ben in a full episode. Like, it'll be the Ben episode.
The Benisode.
The Benisode.
Okay. Well, having been done, I mean, this is going to be a shorter episode, probably much like last time. We're going to start out, we have two topics, they're just going to span a bit of time. But the first topic being, we've got a top three / main event, which is pretty much just going to be us talking about what games we ended up playing a lot of, or enjoyed mostly from that era, or have gone back and played.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I would like to begin.
Go for it.
I nominate Super Mario RPG for everything.
For everything.
For everything.
Is that your number... Well, no particular order, or is that your number third?
I want to say no particular order, because that system was too large for me. Like, I took up a dominant portion of my gaming life. Actually kind of does.
The Super Nintendo in general? Okay.
Yeah. But, I mean, I'd like to start there, because I loved it.
That's a good place to start.
Game. I didn't expect a game like that to come out on... When I was playing it, I remember being, like... gobsmacked what I was playing. I'm like, this is not what I'm used to playing on this. It's fucking great.
It is a dream. It is a dream collaboration that has never happened since. It was Nintendo and Square coming together to make one of the best games.
Period. Right. Right.
And it really pushed the Super Nintendo to its limit, audibly, visually, size. Like, it was all around just a hell of a game. And it hasn't been anything seen of that same caliber as far as the collaboration level goes since then, I don't think.
No.
Shigeru Miyamoto and Hironobu Sakaguchi working together, how could they not produce gold, right? And they did. They made Super Mario RPG.
I'm hard-pressed to find another Mario title with at all just with Mario in the title that I like more than it. I'm going to say no. There is no there's no Mario game.
Number one Mario game.
Mario game.
Bar. What about, where do you place it on your list of just RPGs in general?
Up there.
Up if there. That's a place. It's pretty good.
Dude.
Number up there.
Sup there.
Yep.
Like, and I'll go back and play it as much as I will Final Fantasy VII. I've been through it probably just a few less times than VII. And I'm a fanboy of Final Fantasy VII.
You like Legend of Dragoon then, right?
I love Legend of Dragoon. Are you serious right now? Oh my god.
That's a good choice.
Man.
What do you got, Aaron?
Holy shit.
I'm going to stick with Sega since I was stuck with Sega before.
Okay. Yeah.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
I want to talk about that game.
On Genesis, though.
They're both wonderful. I like you said, it sounds like farts, but I love the music in Sega.
Hold on. That's not always a con.
It's not like farts. It's not always a con, and they don't always sound like farts. I'll talk about the music in a little bit.
Just sounds
farty. But having more buttons definitely made Super Nintendo more convenient, since you did not have to hold a button and press another button to switch your weapons and nonsense.
Sure.
Can you tell me the differences between the Genesis and the Super Nintendo one? I played the shit out of the Super Nintendo one, but I never played the Genesis Zombies.
They are pretty identical, except for the item switching, okay. And like the graphics, I think, are a little sharper on the Super Nintendo.
How do you bring out the map on the Genesis version? Because it used to be,
I think,
on.
You have a tiny mini-map always.
Always, okay. Because you could turn that thing off on the Super Nintendo.
Maybe you could, but I don't remember. There were not enough buttons to do a lot. You had to, like, hold A and press weapon to switch weapon, and hold A and press C to switch your item or something.
That sounds cumbersome.
It was, but that's what I played, and that's, I got used to it.
But content-wise, it's the same.
I believe so, yeah.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors is a hell of a game.
Didn't they do the same shit with, like, Jurassic Park, where they had two different versions?
Completely different versions for Jurassic Park.
Jurassic Park was two different developers and two different, even, game-like styles. One was side-scrolling, one was top-down.
Bunch of bitches.
Mm-hmm. Bunch of bitches.
I like the side-scroller, for the record.
Yeah.
And that wasn't just because of Sega. That was
a superior game.
The only top-down game I liked? Bill and Ted.
Wow.
That shit was great.
If you're going to pick one, it's going to be Bill and Ted.
That's the top-down game you pick?
Yeah.
Fuck Zelda 3.
Like Zelda 3.
Bill and Ted.
Fucking Contra 3, like mini...
Contra 3 level 2.
Level 2.
Or Dino Ricky.
Dino Ricky.
That's a solid-ass game.
I just bought Dino Ricky.
We have meandered from 16-bit already.
We have.
It's okay.
Zombies Ate My Neighbors is a great choice, though.
Yeah.
I think Zombies Ate My Neighbors is a game that's ripe for a HD remake.
Oh,
it's co-op. Imagine 4-player Zombies Ate My Neighbors. That would be the shit. Remember the trampolines?
Yes. Fucking walk up as a monster, be like, nope.
Nope.
Nope. Walk up to the water? Nope. Nope. He can punch through the wall. He's not getting wet or jumping on a trampoline. He refuses.
Last game I remember multiplayer with trampolines was Gotham City Imposters.
That was pretty fun.
That's pretty fun. Not 16-bit, though.
No.
Not 16-bit, though. Fuck, I had some. It's gone.
That's all right. Zombies Ate My Neighbors is a good choice. I'd like to see 4-player HD remake Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
That's what I was going to say. Zombies Ate My Neighbors. Years ago, the movie Monster House came out.
Uh-huh.
And when I first was watching the trailer for that, because I worked at a video store at the time, holy shit, they didn't. They didn't. They did not make a Zombies Ate My Neighbors movie, which I thought and hoped desperately they were doing. They didn't.
Did you always play as the boy or the girl?
Eventually, girl.
Why? It's because the boy had stupid ass 3D glasses on.
Like, I thought the 3D glasses were tight, and the skull shirt is tight. Eventually, again, like I gathered an appreciation for, I think his name was Zeke. I don't remember the girl's name.
I don't remember their names either.
She had the hat. And when you turned into a monster, the monster stayed with the hat. And I'm like, yes. That's how you can tell them apart when they're monsters. One has a hat.
Right.
And tits.
That's true.
And the vagina.
I don't believe she did as a monster, though.
Princess Irene, what do you got? What's your pick a game, 16-bit, that tickles your fancy?
Super Metroid.
Super Metroid.
From you, huh?
Pop.
Yeah. Do we really need to, like, talk about why it's a great game?
Well, we know.
We'll do a sampling, just in case we have, like, a 6-year-old that has no idea about anything.
Speaking
and is listening
of that,
to the show.
Super Metroid came out on, like, the Wii U virtual market now.
Yes.
And someone just, like, screenshotted just pages of people. Because it's for a new audience now, like, people who had never played this game before, and there was just pages of people with screenshots of them after you get the bomb and you climb back up, you know, blow up the little blocks and get out.
Yeah.
Pages of people right there, like,
what do I do?
I'm stuck, what do I do?
Mm-hmm.
And then one of somebody where you just need to be a ball and go under and said, why can't Metroid crawl? Like,
why can't Metroid crawl?
Why can't Metroid crawl?
Well, why can't Metroid crawl, for fuck's sake?
That is a great question.
Isn't that like one of those memes that's like, there are 5 things wrong with this sentence, go? We can't find out.
Yeah.
Why can't Metroid crawl?
There's that Ego Raptor video from Mega Man X that he always talks about.
Mega Man?
Well, yeah. Telling you, coming up and being like, this is what you need to do?
Yeah, he talks about how games don't use intelligent game design to tell you how to progress and how to become better at the game. Instead, they bring up these fucking pop-ups that say, word for word, here's what you do. Super Metroid is not like that. Super Metroid doesn't hold your hand. It puts you in situations where you only have one option. That one option is to use the fucking skill that you just got.
I swear when you got the bomb, they were like, press attack, roll a ball.
But it's when you get the actual item, it says roll, it's pictures even.
Yeah.
It shows a picture of Samus and a picture of Ball, and it says press fucking B to, or A to, or whatever button it is, to plant a bomb, but it's only up there for about, 3 seconds for as long as that song plays. And then you go out, and the only way you can get out is by using the one fucking item that you have. You have Morph Ball, and you have Bomb. You have to use them both in conjunction to escape this thing. And if they can't figure it out, those fucking stupid children can go to fucking hell.
That was back in the day, back when, you only had that certain set of moves. Like, so if in the Devil May Cry, you might be lost because you've got 16 things you could try, but if you've only got 4 under your belt, and you're like, well, I need to try to turn into a ball, or throw a missile at it, or plant a bomb, or
you
jump.
Have two skills.
No missiles yet.
Yeah, missiles yet. That's right.
Two fucking skills.
Sorry. A couple of the red doors. People sitting there because they don't know how to switch to missile.
We should have this, I guess, on another main event, but maybe that's because they're pandering to idiot children, and then in turn,
it's the new generation,
fostering,
it's the fucking Call of Duty generation, where, you have to have a goddamn...
It's old man Chris. Old man Hobo Chris.
Fine.
But they're gamers. We need to
include them. When is Square and Infinity
War
together?
But don't fucking fault Metroid for being the one in the wrong. The kids are the one in the wrong. Anyway, Super Metroid is a good choice. Metroid is a perfect game. What's wrong with Super Metroid? Can you give me anything? I'll tell you the only thing wrong with Super Metroid is that
it
ends.
I can't and I won't.
Yeah, it's not long. It's not long enough.
It can be a short, but that makes it good for speedruns. It'd be like, can you do this in 40 minutes? I didn't think so.
But there's different ways to complete that game, because if you're just going as fast as possible, sure, it's short as fuck. But if you're trying to 100% that shit, and you're not, if you're not an expert at it, if you're trying to 100% it, takes a lot longer. You're talking several hours.
Sure.
But even so, it's not about length of time, it's about quality of time, and that is a quality fucking few hours. That would argue that I'd rather spend 3 hours beating Super Metroid than spending fucking 50 hours playing anything out today.
Spend 50 minutes and beat Super Metroid, and you can spend 15 and beat your mate.
15 is kind of long.
So you can spend 2 minutes
there
and
you
beat
go.
Your mate.
We got things to
he
do.
He gets to the point.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Irene.
Thank you, Irene.
How about Chris?
If I'm going to pick...
What's your pick?
There's a lot of games in a 16-bit era.
Yeah.
There's a lot of games.
And she stole
one. Picked Super Metroid, which is a great game. I'll go...
You just said perfect game. I'm going
to... Super Metroid is flawless. Yeah. Nothing wrong with it. That is the definition of a 10 game.
Mm.
Right there. You know what else is a 10 game? Mega Man X.
Boom. I somehow thought this would be on here.
It's going to be on there. We can't talk about the 16-bit era without talking about Mega Man X. Mega Man X
is a 10 game.
A 10.
It's an X.
It's a 10. But good music, good visuals, perfect evolution of a series. Nothing's wrong with Mega Man X. Nothing.
Didn't even watch the elbows.
I will kill. Nope. Yeah.
You will kill. Do we need to go in about why that one's good, or have we kind of sucked his dick like we have Super Metroid?
I think we're all right on Mega
Man. We all know about Mega Man X.
Kids, if you listen to this, we're just going to address them as kids. Kids, you don't know about some Mega Man X. Either reference fucking, what was it? No, our gigantic 9. Our episode 9,
where
we talk plenty about it, or look on the internet.
We've gushed about Mega Man X, but you can't mention a 16-bit. You can't mention anything on the Super Nintendo without mentioning Mega Man X. That's the best, action platformer on that system. In history, how about that?
In history. Two?
Number two.
We're going to do these? This is going to be two.
We're not doing ordinal, though.
We're not doing order.
Order.
We're just doing...
Can we talk about just a few more games, too, than, like,
of course.
Yeah, like three for each?
We're not doing
I've got several stacks,
absolutely.
That are just too fucking good. I played...
We combined top three and main event, but it's not like we're limited to top three. This is 16-bit era celebration. You
we're
tell me what
gushing.
You tell
it's
me what you
games.
Want. You want to talk about Illusion of Gaia? Let's talk about Illusion of Gaia.
That's coming.
We did that so much.
We did. Somebody should mention
it. But we can
it.
Do it more.
Or we can just say that was a mention.
There's a lot of... I'm going to let you finish. I'm going to Kanye West you.
Fuck!
But
Beyonce was the best 16-bit era game of all time.
And she should have got the Grammy.
All time.
Just saying.
No, she should.
No, there's a lot of games that games in series that we love that we never got also in this country that are worth noting too, that they started on the Super Nintendo, like Star Ocean.
Sure.
Like the Tails series.
There's a hell of people don't know they started there
either. They started there.
Yeah.
We never got them. But
I think you get like that PlayStation 1... beginning, and there's this whole 16-bit thing where
we got one mana game. We didn't get the other two on Super Nintendo. Never got Bahamut Lagoon.
That's a shame.
Never got Rudra's Treasure.
Yeah.
Never got Terranigma. We didn't get shit.
Terranigma.
What else you got?
I have, before it gets snatched up, yeah. I gotta say Zelda, Link to the Past.
Zelda 3, Link to the Past.
That shit back in the day was perfect for me, and then in turn playing the 3DS one, the Link Between Worlds, was, like, I could almost do that game off of muscle memory because I had played that first one, like, I don't know, 50 times?
These are all, that is, in my opinion, another 10 game. Like, that, Zelda 3, Link to the Past is the best Zelda game, in my opinion. I don't think there's a better Zelda game.
I agree.
I don't think they've ever topped it.
Like, they've, in how many, 20 years? Something? Since they made that game, they haven't completed a game that has done as much or been as good as that game.
It's good.
It's good.
Dash Boots.
It's good.
Pegasus boots
to run fast.
Titan mid.
Titan mid.
Long
fucking
shot.
Bomb and throw at the same time.
I don't. There hasn't been. They've never topped that. I don't think they've ever topped that.
Ice wand.
Fire wand.
Fucking blind the bird. Okay.
Sahasrala.
And his monkey.
His quote monkey.
Monker.
Metaphor.
Or monk.
I slapped my knee a lot. I just realized. Because I have this giant pain in my knee, and I think you hear these spikes. That's just me going, like
a slapper.
What's
wrong with your knee?
Prospector, what's that?
What's wrong with your knee?
Oh, I hit it too much.
You keep hitting
it. Is that why it's in pain, though?
It's not really too much.
They like that one.
Aaron.
Sonic the Hedgehog 2.
You're sticking with Genesis, and I like that.
That's because I said it. I gotta represent.
So Sonic the Hedgehog.
16-bit guns.
Like, 3 was great. Number the shit out of 3. I plugged 3 into Sonic & Knuckles. I played hours of that junk. But before I had those, I had 2. And I played a lot of 2.
2 is your favorite?
Casino 2
has got the most, like, nostalgia to me about it, yeah. I ran out of time a couple times on that because I just kept gambling.
Yeah.
I had a problem.
Oh, no.
It's like, oh shit, time limit.
A couple times, Aaron. Or every time you play Casino Zone.
I never beat that game.
Holy shit.
It's hard to beat a Sonic game. Irene, do you have a 16-bit game that you just want the world to know about?
Yeah. You know, 16-bit era was a good time for RPGs, I kind of feel like. So a lot of my choices are RPGs, but...
Rightly so.
Yes. Secret of Mana is totally a game I played.
What is the secret?
That's a good question.
You're always out, and you should always carry an extra potion.
Right. Ah. Problem solved.
Secret of mana. That is pronounced mana.
Is it mana?
No, it's probably mana.
I don't know.
Secret of
mana. I always said mana from when I was little, but I mean, linguistically, that would have two N's in the middle, so.
It's just a bunch of white people.
Shit on
anyways,
little me, yeah.
Mana? Mario?
Mario?
Mario,
Mario.
Mario? Mario,
Mario. Mario, Mario, Luigi Mario. John Leguizario.
Oh, the live long Dario. You talked about that, like, ever so briefly, getting out of the car, on whether or not that was a disappointing movie. Yes, but... Chris believes it serves a purpose, being pseudo-entertaining.
What, Mario?
Yeah.
I think Mario Brothers is fun to watch. I don't think it's a good movie by any stretch.
Dennis Hopper.
It's fun. They use Super Scope Sisters in that movie.
Bowser. Oh, I'm sorry, King Koopa.
King Koopa.
Yeah.
It was not Bowser.
They literally just looked at some pictures and made up their own fucking storyline. They were given keywords. They were given, like, the names of the characters, like
a couple
mushrooms,
power-up pictures, like, there's mushrooms, there's
plumbers,
a bomb.
Yeah.
Mushroom Kingdom, Peach, and they were like, make a movie, and they're like, got it, here you go, 2 hours,
there
John Leguizamo.
John.
What up?
Leguizamo. And Bob
John
Leguizamo.
And that's why I love Secret of Mana.
I'm sorry.
No.
What do you love about Secret of Mana?
Mana. Everything. It's a good game. It's fun.
There's co-op.
It's co-op.
Sure.
What
about the battle system? What's the battles? Talk about fighting things.
It's real time.
Yeah, it's real time. You can equip weapons.
And you have the circular menu system?
Yes, that's true.
Like Chrono.
Not like Chrono.
It's not to bring
it's
up
like,
little... Oh, no, that's what I'm thinking of.
It's Secret of Evermore.
Evermore, yeah.
Secret of Evermore is the exact same.
It's a great game.
That was a good. Also, 16-bit.
Yeah.
Evermore, you went through time, had a dog.
Yes, your dog changed his look.
Now
with
I'm in the future. It's Robodog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Toaster Dog. That was my favorite.
That's awesome.
I love Secret of Evermore. That was going to be one that I liked. I was going to talk about.
Well, you can.
We'll talk about it right now.
You
Secret
can.
Of Evermore. Let me tell you this.
Are you giving up your mono?
No, I think
are you done?
Yeah. I don't know.
Expended. Secret of Evermore. Go.
Secret of Evermore, same reasons that Secret of Mana was good. Secret of Mana.
Bam!
Mana.
Mana.
Was good.
Shit, that was also good.
Now, Secret of Evermore, I liked better than Secret of Mana because, like, I didn't have Secret of Mana as a kid. I got Secret of Mana as an adult.
Mm-hmm.
But Secret of Evermore, I had as a kid because I was, you know, games were expensive, man. I remember buying Secret of Evermore at Sears.
And Secret of Evermore had a hella memorable cover. Like a fucking box.
I still have that box.
Big ass red monster with the teeth and cage thing.
Right above Super Widget.
Yeah, you do? This is just making Ben more and more curious every time we go look and be like, what does your fucking...
The box copy of Secret of Evermore, I have a fucking t-shirt for that game, and I have a cloth mat. Oh, that's not cloth.
Also, Ben, we swear that we will have the picture ready sometime in the near future.
As soon as I...
Hopefully before we have a mixer.
As soon as they change the password for Twitter, I'll be able to post things on the Twitter. Just say.
Okay,
so
I will go through and change all the passwords very soon.
No, but Secret of Evermore I really liked because I had that game, you know, games were expensive, so I could only pick one, like, really, like, a year.
Yeah.
And so I picked Secret of Evermore this time, and man, I played through that game so many times. It's super unique. You don't get a party. You have yourself, the kid, and you have the dog. And the dog's your only companion, but the dog, like we said, changes its shape as you travel through time. But the dialogue is super quirky and funny. Like, the kid's always doing these movie quotes, but they're fake movie quotes that the developers just made up.
I might amend quirky to fucking weird.
It's very weird.
It's
unique, though. There's no other game like it. It has good music.
That's what makes it stand out, though. It was so odd what makes it particularly... I mean, it was good odd.
The game was very exploitable, though. I think that's its downfall. The weapon leveling system was very exploitable. So if you wanted to put in the time, you could max out your weapons, like, in the very first fucking area. And that's what I used to always do as a kid.
Yeah.
But, game again. Get max level. Go.
You just max your weapon level out. Yeah. Not your character. But, yeah. There's actually speedruns of that game that are really interesting to do. Are really, really interesting to watch. Because there's an exploit that you can use with it. It has the same circular menus that the Secret of Mana series has, but apparently, like, if you, like, throw a stone and then, like, start doing this crazy menu switching, like, it just repeats the same stone over and over, like, and you don't, it doesn't cost the item.
Stones.
Yeah, it doesn't cost the additional stones. And then you, like, finally, after you do it for so many seconds, you let it go and then just bombards the fucking enemy with, like, 35 stones and then just kills it in one hit. But, yeah, it's funny. Secret of Mana is great, man. It's unique. They've never made... That was when Square was at their fucking top of their game. I think the Super Nintendo is where it hit their climax. I think that it plateaued in just the PlayStation 1 era, and then it's been downhill ever since. But man, during that age, if you saw those words on a box, Squaresoft, you could guarantee you were getting quality.
Your eyes glazed over and you fucking got nostalgia. I just watched you get nostalgia, like, fuck, man.
Because I was thinking of all the times I saw that those words, Squaresoft, on a box.
It's like you hit 50 years old and went, like, all of the best times are behind me.
They are.
Like,
Squaresoft doesn't exist.
There is nothing for the future.
I still like...
You're right.
I still love games.
Sure.
As you guys can evidence by the room.
Of course, yes.
I still
yes,
like video games. But I'm just saying, Square's peak was in this era. It was mid-90s.
They made something like Bravely. That's hope for the future.
Yeah. No, I still like Square games. Oh, yeah. I still buy their games. Type Zero is coming out next month. I'm fucking super excited for it.
Yeah.
I played it on PSP a few hours, and man, that game's good. But anyway.
We have more? Do we have honorable mentions? What's up?
We're all on. These are all honorable mentions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of honor to go around.
A lot of honor.
Okay, so it hasn't been spoken of yet, but I think we should put Soul Blazer in here.
Soul Blazer?
I agree, but Chris doesn't, because he's like, I never played that.
Because he's like, fuck that game.
He's like,
fuck
that game.
That,
Gaia.
That game was Dark Cloud.
Illusion of 2. Gaia?
Before Dark Cloud 2 existed.
I believe it. I have Soul Blazer.
Great.
As a kid, I didn't play it.
You have it now?
Yeah.
Play that shit next, girl. Like, when we're done. No, you have some. Well, for the moment you have time.
Yeah.
Tonight. Stay up late. Don't go to work tomorrow. Just imagine this was like fucking Monster Hunter or something that was coming out that you were just jazzed for.
Oh, dude, I've got Monster Hunter 4. I don't have anything else.
Blow through it tonight.
That's all we're playing. Monster Hunter 4 is in my household. How can I not play that game?
Soul Blazer. Yeah. Basically, it's a little thing. You fucking run around with your guy trying to fix problems in this desolate-ass area, and every problem you fix, you hit this little portal. That portal makes something new appear, or I guess reappear, in the town, because the town's broken and stuff. Everything's gone. And you, like, rebuild the town by going and fixing all the problems in the mine or in the forest or wherever the fuck you end up going. You fix everything by doing that. Or very, kind of, what's that called? Dragon Quest 7-ish, where you have to go back and fix stuff, and then when you come back, everything's... What you changed translates to a town being better or whatever in the future.
It's good. You should play it.
Freaking yeah. Great, man.
I believe you.
I like it fantastic. More than Ocean of Gaia, like, by a billion.
Wow. By a billion. It is, okay, it's a superior game. It doesn't look nearly as good, but it's
care.
So good.
The gameplay.
The gameplay, yes. Yeah.
Ocean
you
good.
Shouldn't care.
I don't.
Yeah.
I know. But it's because I owned it. It's like with you and Secret of Evermore.
Right. No,
like,
I get
I owned.
Yeah, because I mean, I'm the only person like in the world that I would say Secret of Evermore is better than Secret of Mana.
I know some people.
Okay. I don't think I've ever heard that. Nobody even mentioned Secret of Evermore,
yeah,
unfortunately.
Most people love Mana, though.
Yeah. Yeah, but no, that's good.
Yeah, good answer.
Good answer.
Let's go,
Aaron.
Sticking with Sega,
holding it down.
Fucking Gunstar Heroes.
What?
Fuck Contra.
Fuck Contra.
You're gonna play a game like that? You play Gunstar Heroes.
Hey, can I make a quick? I want to. So on that same note, there was two Contra games that came out around the same time: Contra
Hardcore.
3 Alien War and Contra Hard Corps on the Genesis.
Yeah.
And I will. Go to my grave saying Hard Corps was a fucking superior game in Contra 3.
You can be a werewolf.
Today's your day to die.
A little Beepo.
You can be the robot.
Robot.
He had a weird cheater. Name, like Shorty or something.
I remember
yeah,
that. Yeah,
he could stand under most bullets.
Yeah, he didn't have to duck. But he
Stampy
could duck.
Or...
Dude, fucking Contra Hard Corps. Me and my friend Chris used to play that game all the fucking time. And I thought that game was so much better than Contra 3.
When people would come up to you and say, hey Chris, would you both turn like... Which one are you talking to?
No, because we weren't douches.
Hey, Contra Chris.
No, but
one of you was Alien War Chris, one of you was Hardcore
no,
Chris.
No. He had a Sega, I had a Super Nintendo.
Why would
so
that be douchey if both of you responded to Chris? That seems like a logical thing.
Nope.
You'd be like, hey Chris! I'm not going to turn around, I'm not a sucker.
I'm too cool for this.
You right. Acknowledge my nickname.
Get out of here.
Hobo King.
Hobo King.
King of the hobos.
You just got a promotion, dude.
Nice.
You've ascended the throne.
That's good. Maybe
there's a lot of royalty.
Dual wield
podcast.
I'm just a mistress. You come to the dungeon if you... We're dungeon dwellers. You guys are fucking court dwellers.
Yeah. Gunstar Heroes was great, for the record.
Yeah.
Two-player co-op. Yeah. That was before the word co-op was a thing. Back then, it was just called two players.
Yeah.
Now... Gunstar Heroes was hectic and fun, and I think Gunstar Heroes is one of the games on the Genesis that holds up better than most of their games.
Shit has leprechauns in it. No reason.
Everything explodes in that game.
Everything explodes in that game.
There's fucking bolts flying everywhere. The game is great.
You fight curry and rice.
Curry
and rice, and like a golem.
Is it Tim Curry?
I wish.
And
then
Jerry Rice,
yeah. I was going to go with that. Tag team.
All right,
whatever they're doing.
Let's get a couple more in.
Yeah, let's throw a few more.
Before I go, because I only have one left.
Okay,
but if anybody else,
because we have to get onto the
we do.
Yeah,
to the coup de grace.
Yeah,
coups de grace.
The coup de grace.
You want to see
in high school?
Yeah, I'll go last.
Okay, I just want to spout off a quick honorable mention. So I talked about Super Nintendo a lot.
Yes,
but Sega Genesis was, you know, chiefed by Mr. Cordero over here. But no one's talked about the Neo Geo, and I want to quickly talk about the Neo Geo as a whole during the 16-bit era. Now, the Neo Geo is more of a 24-bit console. That's what kind of they talked about. But it was in a 16-bit era, and the Neo Geo was a marvel. I don't want to gush too much about it because I've talked about it in the past, but we're talking Metal Slug, we're talking King of Fighters,
right.
We're talking Fatal Fury, we're talking just game after game of hit. Like, I can't tell you a bad game on the Neo Geo. Can't.
Samurai Showdown. World Heroes.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think
World Heroes is fucking classy too.
World Heroes is great. There's just I'm seriously.
Is that the one that had like a wrestling ring on fire?
Yeah,
like that?
Those are the danger zones.
It's a jet.
So good.
Brocken.
Yeah.
The so I really I don't think that you can pop in any game on the Neo Geo, and you'll have a good time. Honestly. I don't think there's a bad game on that system. When you're talking about ratio of just quality games, Neo Geo, dude, they had good sports games.
Yeah.
They had good racing games. Super Baseball Stars.
Baseball Stars.
Baseball Stars like... 1 and 2. Super Baseball 2020, those are Neo Geo games.
Mm-hmm.
King of the Monsters. Everybody likes King of the Monsters.
I like King of the Monsters.
Cross Swords. Magician Lord. You can't go wrong with... can't go wrong.
Sounds like you're spouting off shit. Dungeons of... What did I say? Something dungeon? It sounded like a fake ass video game name. I can't even remember it now. I can't.
Dreadmore?
Yeah.
No, that's real.
That's a real game.
No.
Like something Legends of Dreadmore or Legends of
Last
something.
Blade? So many good games.
Yeah.
The Neo Geo is excellent.
Hella games that nobody has heard of, too. Like, people, I mean, they're like a niche group of people that people have heard of these games.
It's not, they're not as mainstream, clearly, but...
So you remember World Heroes?
If you grew up in the 90s, going to arcades in the 90s, you played Neo Geo games.
Yeah.
And, it was great. Neo Geo all day.
All day.
I have a Neo Geo arcade cabinet in my house, and Ben, we'll get a picture of that soon, too.
Yes. Do you have a couple more you wanted to list? I've got a few. I've got four left I want to talk about. I'll pick up the leftovers if you see any.
Vector Man.
Pow.
Good. It had a code system where you would spell out words involving like C-A-B and up, down, left, and right being U-D, L, and R.
Mm.
There was like call a cab was
that's really cool.
One where you would turn yourself into an arrow and decide where on the level you wanted to be.
We should give some quick love to the Genesis real quick, because we didn't... Only Aaron did it.
That was Aaron's
job.
We named
some good ones. There's Streets of Rage.
Yeah.
There's Shining Force. There's Fantasy Star.
Yeah.
There's Landstalker. There's Beyond Oasis. Beyond Oasis. Because Legend Oasis is
a sequel. That was going to be the one after.
Okay.
Fantasy Star 2. It's okay, though.
There's so many good games. There's a lot of good games. I mean, there's all the Sonic games. You got Castlevania Bloodlines. You got Hyperstone Heist, Ninja Turtles. You got fucking... there's a lot of good games on that system. Toe Jam and Earl.
Yeah.
Genesis...
Although, fucking SNES had Earthworm Jim.
Genesis is on Earthworm Jim also. Earthworm Jim is on Genesis also. Hell yeah.
Fuck, man. I had a Genesis late.
Earthworm Jim was on everything.
Yeah.
Earthworm Jim was on Game Gear, Game Boy, PC. Super Nintendo, PC, yeah. Fucking everything.
What about... what's it called? Joe and Mac.
Joe and Mac was
on everything?
That
was,
yeah, it's Nintendo, okay. Super Nintendo. Genesis had some solid titles. We didn't give it a lot of love, but Genesis was great. X-Men 2, Clone Wars, X-Men 1. They had the superior X-Men. No, that's not true.
X-Men was hard as fuck.
Yeah, it was hard as fuck. But Super Nintendo had the superior X-Men.
Wolverine was ass, too. He thought he was going to be great, and all he did was like, jab, 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 jab.
Hella, my claws are out. Oh, I'm getting so tired or something.
Yeah.
But what are your last four?
Last four, I would be remiss if we didn't talk about Earthbound.
Earthbound?
Mm. Gotta mention it, because it was fucking great. It was an awesome game. But that's coming back around, too. We'll talk about that on some other episode, I know it.
Okay.
We'll have, like, a bring it back or something like that.
You never played it, did you?
Earthbound's a game I've never played.
Oh, man. Play Soul Blazer first. Earthbound, just marathon them.
Now, do you own Earthbound?
No. Earthbound's...
that one's hard to own.
I have... I
don't find it anymore.
I have most Super Nintendo games that I want to own, but one of, like, four is Earthbound.
I think Lacey... Yeah. Not... Like, she has an Earthbound somewhere... but has given her Super Nintendo to her 4-year-old son. And I'm like, that is both charming and impossible.
Foolhardy. No, it's good because he'll grow up and he'll grow up.
Yeah,
and
hopefully.
Be awesome.
Right now, all he wants to do is look at YouTube videos of opening eggs and Angry Birds, but...
Yeah.
You know why I didn't buy Earthbound, though? It's because their fucking advertising campaign was stupid. Do you guys remember it?
No.
I hella remember it because I didn't want that game. I was... My whole life I've really been big into games, so I was really into Super Nintendo when that game came out. The game came out late in the cycle. It's like 94, 95 when that game came out. And the advertising campaign for that in America was all about smells. In all the magazines, had scratch and sniff things.
I do remember this.
It was the blob. Like, they had claymation models of the blob enemies in the game, and they were like, some games stink, but not like us or whatever. And like, you just scratch and sniff the blob enemies, and I was like, "What the fuck is this, man?"
This 90s marketing was fucking awful.
But it did not make me want to. It did not make me want to play the game.
The colors.
I'm colorblind, kid.
I rented it from Blockbuster when it first came out, but I didn't. I didn't actually play it.
Huh.
I remember returning it.
I
don't know why though. Maybe it didn't work. But because it had a big box, like that game came in two boxes.
It came the fucking listeners can't see it, but like
it had original box.
Holding these little like 90-degree angles out.
Came in a normal size Super Nintendo box, but also came in a box that was the size of a strategy guide, because it came with a strategy guide bundled in.
It was enormous.
The Super Game Boy did the same thing.
Right.
What else?
F-Zero.
F-Zero.
You teased it. You said something about it, but F-Zero, like, come on.
Mode 7 Racing.
Yep. And
good
fucking
music.
Soundtrack.
Good music.
Big Blue.
Good music.
Fucking Mute City.
Mute City.
Just all the Big Blue.
Silence.
Mute City. That's all you need.
Silence.
That's all you need. Which is, oddly, a good song.
It is a good song.
Called Silence.
Pilot Wings?
Almost. No, I wasn't going to mention Pilot
Star Fox.
Wings. No.
No Star Fox?
No Star Fox. I didn't love Star Fox until 64. Turtles in Time.
Turtles 4.
It's a great one.
Yep.
And then one of my favorite...
Sunset Riders.
Oh, I love Sunset Riders. Fuck, man! Yeah!
We're like doing the whole Super Nintendo.
Sorry, yeah. There's a lot of games.
That was a great one. I was going to mention that on the His Gunstar Heroes or whatever like that, but I didn't end up doing it. One of my favorite RPGs, aside from, you know, from the huge ones, but one that was so underrated that I loved, Lufia 2, Rise of the Sinistrals.
Mm-hmm. Lufia.
Fuck, man, those were good.
Can we talk about, just real mention real quick, Breath of Fire?
Yeah.
Yes.
Got one and two.
Boff 2 on Super Nintendo.
We're both on Super Nintendo.
Is the shit.
Boff 2.
Great. Great game.
Don't ever anybody look up what Boff means on Urban Dictionary.
No, look it up.
Look that shit up, babies.
While you're at it, look up your name. See what you've done.
Look it up, babies.
Okay.
Are you on Megan's list?
We need to move on to the... What Irene was going to put the focus on. We talked about a lot of great games in the 16-bit era, but there is one that stands as a king amongst them.
Yes.
Irene's going to tell us about what?
Well, you might have heard of a little game...
That we haven't talked about.
That we've never, ever talked about in the history of ever. Called Chrono Trigger.
Chrono Trigger? What's that?
I do not know what that is.
What you say? Chrono Trigger. Everyone knows Chrono Trigger.
Talk about it!
Good talk! Chrono Trigger.
Alright.
Chrono Trigger. That was fucking great. That's another 10 game. Yeah. What's the next segment?
So, Chrono Trigger is like, you're talking about games that, you know, defined an era.
Yes.
There's not much that Chrono Trigger didn't do, not only as an RPG, as a 16-bit game, but just as a game in general. Chrono Trigger is fucking flawless.
That is a perfect game.
That's a 10 game.
That's yeah. 10.
That's a 10 game.
That's slash win.
That's high praise.
You got good music.
Yes.
You got good characters.
Fantastic.
You got good story.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, choice.
Chrono Trigger more than most RPGs to really feels like an adventure to me. Like when you're going into Chrono Trigger and you're traveling through time, you feel the peril. You feel like you need to figure out what's going on. There's a mystery. There's like I don't know. Chrono Trigger really does a good job of pacing. It does a good job of storytelling. And it's a 16-bit game. Like it didn't have, you know, cinematic camera angles and all this shit, but like, man. Actually, did you play the PlayStation 1 version?
I started.
Only because they have those like anime cutscenes.
Mm-hmm.
Those are cool.
Yeah. You're a sucker for cutscene.
I like the game. The cutscenes didn't really do anything for it, but they were cool.
You are graphically minded, though.
It's stylistically.
Okay, I just heard you talk about 3D or like early 3D on Ken Griffey, and you're like, you know what, that got me.
That was cool tech back in the day.
Right.
But no, I'm all about presentation. I'm all about just making your game shine with what you have. And Chrono Trigger does an excellent job with that. The special attacks.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them use, like, Mode 7 graphics. Like, luminescence and shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Luminaire.
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 Yeah.
That's
a good...
Alright. There's some
chimney
balloons.
There,
there's balloons on the world map.
Not for getting coins.
No, the balloon, yeah. You might be thinking of the balloons on the world map when it goes, like, in the very beginning.
Yeah. Or the ending when they go off in balloon.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, the endings. We really talk about the endings.
Talk about some
multiple
endings.
Clowns.
Yes.
Back in the 16-bit, the game was really ahead of its time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it set up a lot of themes that were that inspired future RPGs. I mean, like, we talked about the dual quests, but the multiple endings. Mm-hmm. There's like how many endings in that game?
16?
Something like that.
13? Something
like that. It's a lot of endings.
16 would be very appropriate for this episode.
Yeah. It would be.
It's open-ended, in a sense, because you can technically, and this, dude, that game was way ahead of its time. You can actually end that game hell early if you want to, because you can fight Lavos from a very early point in that game.
I mean,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like it's easy to beat him, but I'm sure people figure out how to beat him. But, like, just that the option's there, that you know your goal in this game is right there.
Right.
So, like, how are you going to do it? How are you going to kill him? That's what you got to figure out. You know what I mean? Like, the world devourer is here. Devouring the world. What are you going to do? And so, the fact that it lets you choose, it's kind of, you know, open-ended in that sense. Like, dude, games didn't do that back in the Super Nintendo, in the 16-bit era.
That's one thing I applaud it for, is non-linear play. It's one of the first games to do it, and I think that's what I enjoy about games now.
Like, it's just the illusion of choice.
Right.
It still is the illusion of choice. Like, it still gives
that's
you...
That's a whole different episode right there.
Right.
We're talking about some Bioshock Infinite over in this field.
Right.
How dare you.
But I'm just saying... ultimately you're going to the same goal.
You are.
Right? It's different means to the same end.
Sure.
But the fact that you get those options, it just makes you as a gamer feel more
Well, and, involved, and it changes the, it might not change the result, which is a higher theoretical, you know, that's a bigger concept to try and talk about, but it changes the game, how you get there. Like, in some of them, you get Magnus. No, what am I saying?
You're saying Magnus.
Magus.
Like Magneto.
How about this, Majus?
There you go.
Magus.
Magus. Mr. Magus.
Magus. He was, Magus is cool, man. He looks so much cooler than the rest of the characters.
But that's changed,
You know what I mean?
He's like Vegeta.
He's like Vegeta, but he like
floated. This is game Dragon Ball.
He floated with his knee out and shit. And
he had a fucking nimbus.
I always wanted him to be in the front because he was like flying and I thought that was cool.
Holy shit, Frog is green like Piccolo.
Damn, but Chrono runs like an asshole because he like fully extends his legs out like, you know, like...
Like a Nasi?
No, I just mean like his run's just a little over-exaggerated.
Not like a Nazi?
Not like a goddamn Nazi.
Not like a Nazi.
No, like he's not a Nazi.
Killing Nazis.
Okay. Ending. Do you remember this game? We talked about how it controls.
We've talked about everything.
Okay.
It's a 10.
Yep. It's a 10, baby.
The 16-bit era, can we just say...
Yes,
that's a 10 of all eras. I mean,
that's a 10.
Like comics have moved on, and some of them are really good, but they had a golden age, and a silver age.
Yeah,
we're in a digital age, I guess, which isn't even at all like we're not even the palladium age or you know the borax age or whatever.
The golden age.
It's gone from there, but we're past the pinnacle of the era until we hit another one. But
it was the 5 years.
This is not that era.
It was 89 through 94. Right. We'll say 95, because 95 is when the PlayStation 1 came out. Yeah. But
it's hard not to be original back in the day where there was no choice, but you can't really be too derivative when you have the entire world ahead of you. It's like, what do? Well, I mean, multiple endings and stuff like that. Nowadays, almost everything's been done, or so we think, as far as, you know, game dynamics go. Not like, we can make it 3D, or we can, you know, put them in a visor, or whatever like that, storyline and stuff. Games have gone through pretty much what I think games can do until we just, you know, revolutionize us and reinvent the wheel.
So Oculus Rift. But
Oculus Rift. But still, the stories will be the same.
I know.
It'd be like, oh, this French guy goes and kills a dude and then gets revenge because his girlfriend got killed. And be like, oh, like in...
It's hard to make an original story these days. You're like, it's just because everything's been... In the games, especially, because everything's been done. But that doesn't mean that there isn't stories left to tell and there isn't fun to be had.
Sure.
You're still going to have tons of fun playing... thing. I mean, if a new Japanese RPG comes out, you're teenagers, and you're going to save the world. I mean, that's not too hard to have a concept to grasp, and it's going to happen. You know what I mean? Like, all the Tales games are all the fucking same still. Yeah. Like, but you know what? I like that. Because these are stories that I enjoy. I enjoy playing these games, and I enjoy seeing these fucking teenagers save the world. I don't care if it's the same, honestly. Like, Final Fantasy 15 is coming out. I'm hyped for that game. I think that game looks great. But... I already know what's going to happen, right?
Right?
I mean, these kids... I mean, it's not like the fucking...
There's going to be some crystals. Some shithead's going to steal them, and then you're going to get them back and save the fucking world.
You're going to fight... Yeah, the main character is not going to die. Like, you're going to fucking be...
It's going to be some asshole, then a bigger asshole, and you're going to beat him in all three forms.
Yeah, right. I don't know. But see, I'm okay with that. These are things I like. It's like Mega Man. I don't want Mega Man to change. I want 8 bosses. I want weapons. I want fucking 8-bit graphics. I want the same shit.
I think
over
if they changed Mega Man, you'd be outraged. You'd be like, "This isn't fucking Mega Man."
No, they can change it. I just want the key. They can change it as long as it's like a different series. I mean, we're going off on a tangent, but like they've done it in the past, Mega Man Legends, and you know, Mega Man Battle Network and Star Force. But when they keep it in the same series, like Mega Man X7, and they change the formula, then it's fucking bullshit. Fuck Mega Man X7. But anyway, 16-bit era. Let's all agree.
Yeah.
That's the best era.
Golden Age.
Yeah. You can't not be derivative, otherwise we wouldn't have romance novels or indeed books. Like, there would be no authors now. You'd be like, make something original. There's nothing.
There's nothing. Mm-hmm. People, it's all been done.
16-bit. It's the best.
It was the best.
They did it, and it's the best. I still fucking play 16-bit.
I do too.
I'm going to say I should probably play a little more 16-bit now than I do anything else, besides Final Fantasy XIV. At current moment.
Well, you got a new 3DS.
Pow.
You could play some Monster Hunter.
Hmm.
Talking about 10 games real quick.
Is that Monster Hunter 10?
I wouldn't say it's 10.
Thought you meant like it is 10.
No, that was the theme. That was kind of what we've been saying all episodes.
It was A-10.
That's a 10 game.
You don't know yet. You don't even know.
Oh, I already know. I'm telling you. Monster Hunter 4, The 3DS.
How much have you played?
How many endings does it
have? The 3DS is now. It doesn't have an ending because it never ends. It's the infinite game.
You can always kill a bigger monster and get better armor and be less shitty than you used to.
You can put the fucking 1,000 hours in that game and still not have completed everything.
I will never get that game.
That my 3DS is no longer a 3DS. My 3DS is now the Monster Hunter playing device.
Sure.
Monster Hub. Monster Hub turf.
Monster. It's the Nintendo MHXL. That's why I made that joke.
Okay.
But, no, I just really like Monster Hunter. But that's not the point.
It's not.
16-bit.
How dare you?
Capcom was on their A game in a 16-bit era, too.
Yeah.
But Capcom did really good in the 32-bit era, too. So did Square.
That's true.
But, yeah. Anyway.
It sounds like a wind down.
That's a good way to end that conversation, actually.
This is just pillow talk now.
That's
just cuddle time.
Yeah, that brings us to the end of the line.
Well, I have a question.
Oh, no. Do we have a Woo Wednesday?
Are there fights?
Do we have a WWW?
I think there are, like, three at least.
WWW. Muglin, who would win in a fight? WWW.
Okay, I tried to stick around the 16-bit era for all these fights.
If you don't, I'll hurt you.
We'll start with this one. Aaron, what do you got?
Imagine Mario.
If you will.
Super Mario Land on a Yoshi.
Super Mario Land? That was Game Boy.
I mean World.
Super Mario World.
Super Mario World. Whatever.
Notice we didn't even talk about
Super Mario
World.
He's got a mushroom, so he's big, and he's on a Yoshi.
Okay.
He is fighting Bowser in a cart. Three balloons.
From 64? Or from...
From...
This Super is all Nintendo. 16-bit.
They're on Block Fort. Three balloons or knock him off, shrink him, kill him.
You say who would win Mario on Yoshi from Mario World?
On Yoshi from
Mario. Or Bowser
in a cart.
From Mario Kart.
From Mario Kart. Yeah. The first Mario. So, they're on a stage, right? Or they're on Block Fort.
They're on Block
Bowser's
Fort.
Power-ups work. And they do not with Mario.
I think Mario's going to have to stay purely defensive. Just grab shells out of the air and jump back. Or jumping.
Fuck, I give it to Mario, if that's the case.
I give it to Mario, too.
He's got jump?
And Yoshi can just eat those shells that Bowser throws at him, and he can throw them back.
If he's got a Yoshi, he's got the endgame weapon.
But what if he gets, like, a three shell? The three red? He can't eat that fast.
Can he not?
He can eat and jump.
But...
And then jump again.
Yeah.
Yoshi can jump.
That's true.
And if there are shells that are, like, his way, like Yoshi, when he hits it, they deactivate.
Is it Mario with a cape?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, because then he can slow his descent.
Slow his roll.
Even further.
I love Mario World. I won't have you downing Mario
Disparaging
World.
Disparaging it.
Mario World is a great launch game.
It was a great launch game, whatever. It wasn't Mario RPG. I'm going to give it that.
Mario RPG is like a
Final Fantasy completely different, RPG. But I compare apples and oranges. All day.
All right.
Every day.
Okay.
So.
What do you got next, Aaron?
Wait,
you didn't vote.
Oh. Mario.
Okay. It's unanimous.
Looking pretty Mario.
What about you? Did you say?
I was just kind of devil's advocating, but you guys painted a pretty convincing picture. It looks like Mario. Jump is a big thing. I was thinking maybe he would have trouble because he works on a two-dimensional plane, like dealing with so many different angles and whatnot. Bowser's got speed for once because he's driving a putt-putt cart.
Right.
Yeah. But
and if he gets hit by the cart, he's like...
Then he's off Yoshi and needs to catch him. He has to catch that Yoshi and be like, shit.
And then Bowser has control because he'll probably hit Mario before he can get after a running Yoshi.
But if he gets on it small, he's still on it.
If you don't have like a shitty person controlling Mario, Mario's got that.
Okay. I was thinking about scary shit that chases you. And I decided to mix this one up because it wasn't a very good
fight. I thought
that
was the first contender. Like, scary shit that chases you versus what?
As far as them fighting each other, doesn't seem very fair. But imagine Scissor Man from Clock Tower.
Okay.
He is.
And Zombies Ate My Neighbors, those chainsaw dudes in the hedge maze.
Oh, fuck those guys.
Them fighting is going to be a little weird. So let's put them in each other's games and put Chainsaw Guy in the mansion chasing a girl.
Yeah.
And Scissor Man. not chasing the girl.
In a hedge maze?
Okay. To change the stages. So the girl is in a hedge maze being chased by Scissor Man, and the chainsaw guy is in a mansion chasing.
It's the chainsaw guy all the way.
Yeah.
Because the Scissor Man can't, like, the hedge maze is going to stop him because it takes you several chops to get through the fucking hedge, you know? Like, but chainsaw is still applicable in the Clock Tower universe. Because chainsaws, that will fuck you
up. That motherfucker was scary.
Yeah.
Like, Scissor Man was scary to me, but I would be like, oh shit, a hedge maze. At least it's on the other side of this wall. Oh, no!
Did you know they're making a spiritual successor to Clock Tower?
Yeah, that's what actually brought it up.
Scissor Man's in there.
It's on Kickstarter right now. Yeah. I just saw that in like 8 days and we're still only halfway there.
Yeah, I don't think it's getting made. But it looks pretty cool. I watched a trailer for it today, actually. This bitch hides in a fucking dryer. Did you see that?
No.
They get the hide from the Scissor Man. She hides in a dryer. You know what he does? He sees her in the dryer. He just turns it on. Game over.
Game over.
Don't hide in a dryer.
Right.
Don't hide in a dryer.
Dumb hooker.
She looks like a dumb hooker.
She does look like a dumb hooker.
How did she fit in the dryer?
She's a dumb hooker. Oh, yeah. Cocaine. Okay.
Dumb hookers fit in dryers, Irene. That's like one of the very first tenets. Yeah.
Makes you real skinny.
All right, so far this is pretty one-sided, but this is probably one-sided too.
But what if I hand you this?
The rules of their respective video games, so ignore what they're using.
Okay.
Damage is damage, health and whatever. Dr. Alan Grant from the Sega... the Sega Jurassic Park. And... the Velociraptor that you can also play as in that game. Versus a different Sega game, RoboCop versus Terminator.
Yeah.
So they got RoboCop and they got Terminator.
Yeah.
And they're fighting a Velociraptor and Dr. Alan Grant. Who, for the record, in that, unlike the movie, in that game, he was armed to the fucking teeth. Yeah. With, like, not just unlimited ammo trank darts for some reason. But he had, like, hand grenades and, a Tesla rifle and ridiculous shit.
So would the trank darts even do anything?
I'm saying it's still health damage. You're not going to be, like, you're hitting robots. They don't care.
But can they penetrate anything is what I'm saying. Because RoboCop's pretty armor. And then
the tranquilizer dart won't even... I mean, there's nothing to penetrate on a Terminator.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. So it's like you're not really doing any damage with
the I'm saying it's health damage.
It's like 1 point.
Rules out of their own respective games. Like,
okay,
so you get hit, you take damage.
Okay.
So tranquilizer or whatever hits you.
Okay, I get it.
Okay.
They're both side scrollers. RoboCop has no mobility.
Yeah, RoboCop has that awesome.
He does have a machine pistol.
Yeah.
So my first thought was RoboCop and Terminator would mop the floor with them, but then I started thinking, dude, a raptor would destroy either of those things, right? Because if a raptor gets its mouth around RoboCop's torso, that motherfucker's breaking in half.
He's going to shake him. He's because that was an option in that game. Yeah. When you bite a guy, you just keep hitting back and forth, and you shake them, and they just, like...
But then...
Two-dimensionally fly around until you decide to drop them.
The next thing I thought was, well, I don't think the raptor would get close enough, though, because both the Terminator and RoboCop have, like, fully automatic weapons. Like, that handgun that RoboCop has, that's an automatic handgun. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And it's hella precise, too, because they have robot aiming.
Yeah.
So it's just, bam, headshot, raptors down, Alan Grant's fucking Tesla tranquilizer dart bullshit isn't going to stop them. I'm giving it to RoboCop and Terminator.
Huh.
Addendum. Jurassic Park Rampage Edition. Did you play that one?
Yeah.
The raptor could, like, double flip. He had a double jump, and he would do flip attacks, and he just fucking blew up statues and shit.
How about Jurassic Park Sega CD?
So you can find a wrench and pick up a wrench and then go and use it on a pipe. Like, I think you'd die. I think you're pretty fucked. All right. Jurassic Park Sega CD against the dude from Myst.
What? Like, Jurassic Park Sega CD, the game?
Yeah, the dude.
Versus?
Just walking around solving puzzles and then walking around solving different puzzles.
The dude from Myst is like, oh shit, is that a Jurassic Park CD?
You don't have any...
ouch, stop, get off me!
You don't have any combat in...
I know. I know you don't.
No, but you have escape. He goes screen left, all of a sudden, Jurassic Park CD doesn't know what to do.
But Jurassic Park
it's on the other screen.
A lot of those screen, like, puzzles too. Like, you're just moving from screen to screen, like, Myst, in a lot of it.
Yeah,
that's why I threw it out there. Yeah. I don't think there's a winner there. I think Mist.
I think we're all losing
because you can beat Mist in like instantly if you know the secret. Isn't that right, baby?
Guy from
you go in the fireplace and you hit. The
See, because if you know, you can just beat the game. You just pop. You can break the fourth wall. Like I know that. I know.
Then you right here. Mist Peace. Speed runs of like 28 seconds. Yeah. Done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say, like, guy from Shadowgate versus guy from Myst. I think guy from Shadowgate has weapons.
Shadowgate?
Isn't that?
We're talking 16-bit here, buddy.
Myst never mind.
16-bit.
Shadowgate.
I know.
Super Shadowgate.
Sega CD is 16-bit technically still. It's on the Genesis. It's a Genesis peripheral.
Perif.
Isn't the 32X a perif?
It is. But I don't think anybody's going to tell you that 32X games are 32-bit. Because they're fucking barely Genesis like quality.
Yeah. When I was a kid, I was hella hyped for Knuckles Chaotix. Never played it. Not in my life.
The 32X, when you know what? When you have a 32X and a Sega CD connected to a Genesis, it's a powerful little system. You know, like if you play Star Wars Arcade on 32X, mm-hmm. it's full 3D, like Star Fox style. It's got a best console version of Doom. It's got a full 3D version of Virtua Fighter, which wasn't done on the Genesis, but you could do it on the 32X. Hmm. It's not bad. It's a powerful little system. But they just didn't release many games for it. There's like 9 32X games or something like that.
And I see like 5 of them over there.
That's a waste.
Yeah. Well, I think there's like 14, actually. Hmm. But I don't know. I'm just...
So you got 9 left.
Yeah. But those are the good ones.
Okay. I think this is the wrap-up.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
The one-sided fake-ass fights.
Thank you very much, everybody, for listening.
Yeah.
Thank you for agreeing that the 16-bit era was the best.
Because you listening to this podcast is actually an unspoken agreement that you...
Well, here's what we know. You agree if you're with listening us. To this podcast, we assume that you're smart because you're listening to Multitap.
If you've made
if
it
you're smart,
this far, then you agree at least a little.
Then you like, know that the 16-bit... Come on, think about
right.
it.
Right.
Come on.
I'm an hour into this thing. These fucking jerks are all wrong.
Oh, come on. 16-bit era?
Well, I can't Metroid crawl.
But... You're trying to, like,
oh, yeah,
sweet
shit.
Talk him right now? Come on, baby. You know it's the best
But era. Then again, Metroid can't crawl, so...
Right.
Bullshit.
So bullshit. Later you could, some baby you could back drop bullshit.
In classic games such as Call of Duty.
There ain't no Call of Duty on Super Nintendo. There ain't no Assassin's Creed on Super Nintendo.
Mm-mm.
There ain't no Madden 2015 on Super Nintendo.
It's like Madden...
You know what else
bullshit.
You know what they don't have on a Super Nintendo?
No fucking Halo on Super Nintendo?
Jack the Starfish!
God damn it. Almost. Almost! Limp Bizkit was popular for like a
right
second. In
right
the
about
fucking,
then, yeah.
In the 16-bit era. Fortunately, we didn't get any Super Nintendo Limp Bizkit games. Thank the Lord.
They didn't even make a shitty Bizkit. 16-bit appearance or anything, like a cameo in any game.
Motley Crue had a pinball game.
Yeah.
Aerosmith had a light gun game.
Revolution X.
Yeah.
But the game.
There was
I
no,
shot a lot of CDs at Rollerblade Cops.
That was so horrible.
There was no Limp Bizkit game.
No.
Fortunately.
I heard unfortunately, and I agree with you.
Yeah, there you go.
Like a chainsaw. Skin your ass raw.
So, if you're still with us, thank you so much. This is the greatest. We love all of you. We are on varying social medias. We're on the Facebook. Look up Multitap, capital M, capital T, on the Twitter. We are at multitappodcast.com. We got Gmails, which I believe is multitappodcast@fistfulofpotions.com at current moment. Mail us with your questions, comments. Find us on those things. Give us love. Or tell us things. Like, hey man, I wear eyeglasses. I just want to know if any of you wear eyeglasses. And we could respond that at least 50% of us do.
At the very least.
Minimum.
I have readers. So that's 75% of us.
I need some, but have not been to a doctor in many years.
There you go.
Or an optometrist.
Bleeding Gums Murphy. You know how most folk go to the dentist?
Not me. You ever been to a dentist?
Yeah. That's what he says. Not me.
That's kind of gross, actually.
It is.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's it. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening. Questions and comments. We love stuff when you pay attention to us on the internet.
Yeah, even any kind of response. Really, it just gets us going.
Yeah.
Gets us to keep going. We're going to keep going, but it makes us feel better about it.
We're fucking here whether you like it or not, but ultimately this is America. You're a human.
Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next time, children.
Bye. Toodles.
Jump me! Thank you.
Thus concludes the Multi-Tap Broadcast. Gramercy to every listener, and many welcome returns. If so led, the hosts encourage 5-star ratings and reviews on iTunes. If you should like to contact the hosts of Multitap or give general public comment, they may be reached by way of Facebook at Multitap Podcast, Twitter at Multitap Podcast, or personal phone number, which they wisely refuse to give publicly. Multitap is made possible in part by Fistful of Potions and viewers like you. We shall return, as scheduled, in Multi-Tap Theatre.